So today we're starting another chapter 32, and it's called a reunion, a little like a high school reunion. This chapter describes how Sri Krishna manifested himself in the midst of the gopis who had become extremely disturbed by their separation from him. After he consoled them, they expressed to him their deep feelings of ecstasy. The gopis, having shown in various ways their great eagerness to see Krishna, the attractor of Cupid, he appeared before them wearing silken yellow garments and a beautiful flower garland. Some of the gopis, overwhelmed with ecstasy at seeing him, grasped his hands. Others placed his arm on their shoulders, and others accepted the remnants of betel nut he had chewed. Thus they served him. One gopi, impelled by loving anger toward Krishna, bit her lip and looked askance at him. Because the gopis were so attached to Krishna, they were not satiated even by continuously gazing at him. One of them then placed Krishna within her heart, closed her eyes, and embracing him within herself again and again, became absorbed in transcendental bliss, just like a yogi. In this way, the pain the gopis had felt because of separation from the Lord was dispelled. Next, Lord Krishna went to the bank of Yamuna in the company of the cowherd girls, his internal potencies. The gopis then made a seat for Krishna out of their shawls, and after he had sat down, they enjoyed with him by gesturing amorously. The gopis still felt hurt that Krishna had disappeared, so he explained to them why he had done so. He further told them that he had come under the exclusive control of their loving devotion and would ever remain indebted to them. Text 1. Shisuka Uvacha. So we could chant, there are purports of Vishwanath Chakravarti gives, but they didn't include, there's purport for all these verses, but here we're only getting a little bit. Okay. Iti gopya pragayantya pralapyantas chachitvada. All right, I'll do a line, you can do a line. Iti gopya pragayantya kalapyantascha chitvidha varudu su svaram rajan Krishna darshana lalasa. Sukadev Goswami said, O king, having thus sung and spoken their hearts out in various charming ways, the gopis began to weep loudly. They were very eager to see Lord Krishna. Text 2. Tashama vira bhuchaurihi smayamana mukham bhuja pitambara dhara shagvi sakshan man mata man mata. Then Lord Krishna, smile on his lotus face, appeared before the gopis. Wearing a garland and a yellow garment, he directly appeared as one who can bewilder the mind of Cupid, who himself bewilders the minds of ordinary people. Tam vilokya gatam preshtam prityutphula dashobala utashtor yugapat sarvas Sanva pranam ivagatam. When the gopis saw that their dearmost Krishna had returned to them, they all stood up at once, and out of their affection for him, their eyes bloomed wide. It was as if the air of life had re-entered their bodies. Kachit karambujam sharer Jagrahein Jalinamuda. Kachit Dhara Tadbahum. Angse Chandana Bhushitam. One gopi joyfully took Krishna's hand between her folded palms, and another placed his arm anointed with sandalwood paste on her shoulder. Text 5. Kachit Anjali Nagrinat. Tanvi Tambula Charvitam. Ekatad Hungri Kamalam. Santapta Sanayoradat. A slender gopi respectfully took in her joined hand the betel nut he had chewed, and another gopi, burning with desire, put his lotus feet on her breast. Ekka brum kutim abadhya. Prema samramba vihwala. Gnanti vaikshat katakshepai. Sandashta dashanachada. One gopi, beside herself with loving anger, bit her lips and stared at him with frowning eyebrows as if to wound him with her harsh glances. 7. Aparanimishad vighnam. Jushana tanmukham bhujam. Apitam api natripyat. Santastat sharanangyata. Translation. Another gopi looked with unblinking eyes upon his lotus face, but even after deeply relishing its sweetness, she did not feel satiated, just as mystic saints are never satiated when meditating upon the Lord's feet. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the analogy given here of saintly persons meditating on the Lord's feet is only partially applicable, since the ecstasy the gopis felt when Krishna came back was actually unparalleled. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also reveals that this particular gopi is the most fortunate of all, Srimati Radharani. Text 8. Tanka chinnetra randena. Ridhi kritpa namilya cha. Pulakang rupa guhyaste. Yogi vananda sampluta. Translation. One gopi took the Lord through the aperture of her eyes and placed him within her heart. Then, with her eyes closed and her bodily hair standing on end, she continuously embraced him within. Thus immersed in transcendental ecstasy, she resembled a yogi meditating upon the Lord. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states that the seven gopis mentioned so far in this chapter are the first seven of the eight principal gopis whose status allowed them to immediately approach Sri Krishna upon his reappearance. The Acharya quotes a verse from the Vaishnava Toshini that gives the name of these seven as Chandravali, Shyamala, Shaibya, Padma, Shiradha, Lalita, and Vishakha. The eighth is understood to be Bhadra. Sri Vaishnava Toshini itself quotes a verse from Skanda Purana that declares these eight gopis to be the principal among 3 billion gopis. Detailed information about the hierarchy of gopis is available in Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjvala Nilamani. The Padma Purana confirms that Sri Radha is the foremost of the gopis. Yataradha priya vishno stasya kundam priyantata. Sarvagopi Shu Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Ballabha. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, her bathing pond is similarly dear. Of all the gopis, she is the most beloved of the Lord. The Brihad Gautamiya Tantra, also named Srimati Radharani, is Krishna's foremost consort. Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarvalakshmi Mai Sarvakanti Sammohini Para. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. This translation is Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 43. Additional information about Sri Radha is given in the Rig Parishishta, supplement of the Rig Veda. Radhaya Madhava Devo Madhavenaiva Radhika Vibhajante Janeshu. Something might have been left out. Among all persons, it is Sri Radha, in whose company that Lord Madhava is especially glorious, as she is especially glorious in his. Omagana Ptimarandashyaganjana Shalakama Chakstudanitam Jaina Shalasmai Shigarve Namaha. Hey Guru Ganaradina Bandho Sanandadatta Karanaika Sindho. She was it? Navana Sineta Vatara Pasida Radha Pranaya Pachara. So, there are actually purports in the Vishwanath Chakravarti is giving in all these verses, which I read through, and because I'm either stupid or I may not remember what he said, but they're all important verses. But I guess the book would have been too fat or something. Anyway, Vishwanath Chakravarti is also referring several times to Vaishnav Toshini and also to Rupa Goswami, Ujjvala Nilamani, and whatever they're referring to. He's giving his own realization. Many times he gives these conversations between gopis and Krishna, not in these particular eight verses. And also, some of the gopis mentioned are left wing, some are right wing. So in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kalita Shamalalito Radha Prayan Vidurjayati, is some of the gopis are mentioned that are being referred to. Generally we're always hearing about Radharani and her group, but here Chandravali is mentioned also. And Chandravali is in the subservient group, Paradina. So when it's mentioned here about the taking the hand of Krishna, the right hand especially, this is signifies that a very respectful, subservient attitude on the part of these gopis. Whereas Radharani, she is defiant, showing her swabhava, her man. The gopi mentioned, of course, here in this group of verses, was piercing Krishna. Actually, Krishna was only staring at Radharani through the Vishwanath Chakravarti mentions that he was only looking at Radharani. And the other gopis were appreciating Krishna's face, because Krishna's face was absorbing and reflecting the mood, the various sanchari bhav, these various sub-moods of Radharani, this anger and reproachment, mom, they were reflecting Krishna's face. So they were absorbed, although Krishna wasn't looking at them, he was looking at Radharani, and these were like arrows piercing Krishna's face, and he was smiling, but his smiling is mentioned here. This verse, verse number, where was it? Manmata. This verse, we chanted that verse, right? Yeah, number two. Tasam abhirabhut shauri smayamanamakam. But his face was increasingly amazing. Nityana Navamai Mana. Krishna's form is so beautiful. Smaram bangi trai parichitam sachi vishitirna drishtam. Prabhupada quotes this verse so many times. That Prabhupada never hardly mentioned so many of these intimate verses. But this verse by Rupa Goswami, many times he referred to smaram bangi parichitam sachi, that Rupa Goswami is warning people. Warning, it's actually warning to everybody, especially some gopis and others, that don't go down by the bank of near Keshi Ghat, Tirtop, Keshi Ghat, Pakante, and then Ujvala Chandrakena. In the moonlight, Krishna is playing his flute, and he has that, he's triparichitam, he's standing in his threefold way, and smiling, smaram bangi triparichitam sashti vishtina drishtin. So, ma preksha stas, he says, don't glance on Krishna. Don't do that, because if you want to stay attached, which everyone in the material world wants to, well, it seems like it, stay attached. Grihavatanam, they're very attached to their situation, although it's a miserable situation. So Rupa Goswami, in a roundabout way, is saying, you better glance at Krishna. In a super poetic, wonderful way, he's saying, but he's saying it like that. Don't glance at Krishna. Tava yadi sake bandhu stangi stiranga. If you want to stay attached, don't do that. Don't come to the temple. Don't chant Hare Krishna, especially, because Hare Krishna mantra also will lead you to Vrindavan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, by chanting the name, Koto Baal, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we don't know how much power there is in the holy name, because it, by chanting the holy name, Ishat Prakashita, but just by a little unfolding of the blooming of the holy name, then that name will bring you to Braj, and it will cause you to forget your whole material life, and you'll get your spiritual body. So therefore Rupa Goswami says, better not do that, because you seem like you want to stay in the material world. So it's a little bit of a transcendental poking by the great acharyas. Don't glance at the smile. Smayamana Mukambuja. It was a very beautiful face of Krishna. Then one gopi here has described that she was afraid that Krishna was entering her eyes and into her heart, that he might escape. Therefore, she closed her eyes to make sure that Krishna wouldn't go out of her eyes. Vishwanath Chakravarti says like that. Very clever. And another thing, he mentioned that twice here in these verses, we see one of the words for Krishna, Shauri. Shauri indicates that he's a great Kshatriya, heroic. And he, of course, he's born in a Kshatriya family. He raised in Vrindavan, but he is Shauri. And Sukadeva Goswami showing his leaning toward these gopis and feeling hurt. That you're a Kshatriya, you're very hard-hearted, Krishna. We know you're... So therefore, he's specifically using this word several times. Shauri. You're Kshatriya, therefore we know you don't care about us. You've gone away and left us here. Now he's come back. The reunion. So this... Also this word, Smayamana, the smile of Krishna. We mentioned smaram bangi trivichitam. So similarly, there's many descriptions of Krishna's smile, how he's, when he smiles. Radharani's smile also, but especially here Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has a combination. So Rupa Goswami describes that his smile, that one, that smile, harati, it takes away all the bereavement of this material world. If one can get a glance, if he can qualify himself, smeram bangas, shokam, harati, jagatam, yasya parito, all the whole world, jagatam, all the world's troubles, anxieties will be finished. Anyone in this world sees that smiling, yat karunya kataksha, karunya kataksha, vaibhavatam tam goramevas. Prabodhananda Saraswati also says, if one gets a gets the sidelong glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, full of mercy, Karunya Kataksha, then he has no need for anything in this material world. Any affection for gyan, karma, his relatives, any of the demigods, any of the other incarnations. No, just get the smile of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that smile is coming through here in the Shastra. Actually, this verse, number 2, is 3 times quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the chapter we're reading, chapter 8, discussion of Ramananda Roy, Ramananda Sambad conversation, twice mentioned. And also in the chapter about Lord Nityananda, chapter 5, Adi Lila, this verse is brought, because this smile, this verse is, Kaviraj Goswami says, by the mercy of Nityananda, he was able to give us Chaitanya Charitamrita. Where would we be without Chaitanya Charitamrita? So he was able to give us Chaitanya Charitamrita. He had gotten the glance of Madana Moha, Sri Radha Madana Moha, sitting in the back, smiling. So, by the merciful glance, and when he bowed his head, he had been requested to compose something about, please, please, Krishna's Kaviraj. You can imagine he was so humble and such a great, great devotee, scholar, that all the devotees wanted him to. Because he had heard, and they knew he was a great genius. He heard from Raghunath Das and other Goswamis. And, please, you should write something. Write about the pastimes. Even then, he knew so much, he could only give us a little bit of Chaitanya Charitamrita, enough to drown the world. Lord Chaitanya said, I only gave a drop, enough to drown the universe, no problem. But still, it's only a drop. And even if that drop is so much, it's ever expanding, just like Krishna's smile. The gopis are seeing his smiling face. So this is 10th canto, smiling face of the Bhagavatam of Krishna that we're getting. We're reading through it, but there's actually unlimited, that when you read the commentaries, and this is meant to be studied. This is the ultimate goal, the prayojana, to hear these verses and relish these pastimes. Every word, every syllable, prati shloki, prati akshare. Every word, every syllable, prati shloki, prati akshare. Nana artha bhaya, many, many values, many meanings. Even it's here referred that to the itam bhuta gano hari atmaramas chamunayo. Krishna's atmarama, why does he need gopis? No, he's ever expanding. Ladini shakti. He also wants to know, what are these gopis' feelings? He wanted to show in some of these purports, Vishnath Chakravarti points out, not only do we take this purely spiritual, but it's actually a lesson for those in the material world who are full of lust. Hidaroga kama, asvapano, acharina dira. We want to rid ourselves of that lust, that pain, because when material world people are constantly being separated, sam yoga viyoga, it's burning constantly, just like we're just like little straws on the side of the river coming together and again separating. Shrotro vegena balasa, by the force of time we come together in this material world, but there's no that separation is the cause of pure pain. Pure, it is just a Dorapareena kamena baliyasa, Prahlad Maharaj describes. Those in this material world, after wasting their lives, he describes, half their lives are wasted sleeping, first of all. Sheshen dam papitas tamaha. You came into the world, the first 20 years you wasted being a kid, playing around, dribbling, drooling. Then you play ball. I guess this has been going on for a long time because Prahlad Maharaj mentions it like that. Vimshati, 20 years you diddle around as a youth. Most, not everybody, but mostly. 99.9%. And then again, Jiraiya Grashta Dehasya. And Jiraiya means old age. In old age, you also get 20 years where you're just diddling around. Even Prabhupada used to quote sometimes Shankaracharya that he has a verse like that. That in youth, yuvatinam, what is it? Shakti, you're engaged in simply, as a youth, chasing after the opposite sex. And then again, when you get old, you're simply thinking about whatever you did before. Lamenting that you can't do it more again. Then he said, Kopi na lagno. Therefore he was lamenting that nobody's interested, Parabrahmani Kopi na lagno. Nobody's interested in the Parabrahma. Of course, he's considered the king of the Mayavadis, but again, he also said, Bhaja Govinda, Buddha. He chastised all those who were around him. Why are you studying all this? No, it's not going to do you anything. Dukrina Karane, Bhaja Govinda, Mudha. He said, you're all Mudhas. Better you just worship Govinda. So rather than go the route of Shankaracharya's followers and waste our whole life, and even then, you can't even be a real Mayavadi unless you study Sanskrit and you're able to do jugglery of words. Well, what words we can juggle? We can, I guess, some of the modern day, latter day mudhas, they also know words somehow or other and they juggle them. But he was referring to actual words of Sanskrit. So rather than do that, Chakravarti, Vishnu Chakravarti has given us understanding into so many depths. Rupa Goswami. Even Rupa Goswami was so great, but Jiva Goswami has given us the tika of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, because Rupa Goswami is handing it off to him here, explain, tell them what it meant. He wrote his, it was Rupa Goswami, who could understand Rupa Goswami? We're all, it's Kali Yuga. So all these deep meanings are being revealed here in all these verses, not that. Yeah, we can just read them through, that's good, but there's deep meaning in all the verses. And we can also, it's not restricted, we can also see that so many words are used that we saw before. Shrug, the garlands. We know Tavamayam Jayamahi Uddhava, in his verse in 11th canto, he says, by taking your garland and various remnants, were able to cross over Maya. Daigihyesha mama Maya duratyaya. Maya is so powerful, but Uddhava is giving us nice hint by taking all the remnants, smelling the incense, the garland here. It's okay, I guess. That we can surpass, transcend Maya. And Shragvi, that word is shrag, garlands. Sakshan manmata manmata. So here we get the bewilderer of the bewilderer. Cupid, he bewilders everyone. So Krishna is the original. What is the verse in Brahma Sangita? Maharaj? Kandarpa koti kamaniya visheshi shobam. Similar ideas expressed there. Kandarpa is Cupid. Kandarpa koti. Do they use that word in English? Kandarpa? And we're so used to using words, we think sometimes that everybody uses them. But Kandarpa koti. Koti means tens of millions. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visheshisho. Specifically, so beautiful that Cupid is insignificant. He bewilders Cupid. Even Lord Shiva tried to burn Cupid. Was he successful? He was angry. Cupid tried to bewilder him. But even Lord Shiva became bewildered by Krishna in the form of Mohini Murti. Even Advaita Acharya and Shivas, they expressed anxiety when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to perform at whose house? Thakur, Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, those whose senses are not in control, don't come and see me dance. don't bother to come. And even Advaitacharya and Shivas is Narad Muni, they were scratching the ground with their feet, looking down like, uh-oh, this is going to be something. We better not. Well, he said, we're not going to, I don't think we're going to be there. The Lord Chaitanya said, no, that's okay. If you don't come, who will come? Yadachatri Sheshtashta, they're the greatest personalities. If they don't come, nobody will come. I assure you, don't worry, I give you, you won't get agitated. You can come. So this is the point, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is so beautiful, Prabodhananda Saraswati. Those who see the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they spit at the moon. They become so enthusiastic dancing in the kirtan that it looks like they're jumping over the mountains and the seas. So we have to become enthusiastic. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatam yadikutopi labhyate tatra mulyam tatra loyam api mulyam ekalam. One qualification, loyam, greed, utsaha, enthusiasm. So amrityat gaya kalpate, people of Krishna consciousness are supposed to be after liberation. Of course, that's a minimal benefit. It's not that we immediately get Krishna prema without being liberated, but Krishna describes it in the second chapter, suke duke same kripa. One has to be equal. What is that verse? No, the other one after. Matras parshas chakonte ashitosh. Oh, yang hi na vyatyante te purusham purusharshava. Oh, best of persons, purusham purusharshava. He's talking to Arjuna. Samaduka sukham dhiram somritat vaya kalpate. So Prabhupada commented that, not that we're giving such a simple formula that you rise early, chant, see the deities, follow the program, go to Mangalarti, all the things. So with this tiny bit of austerity, then Prabhupada, we read that this morning right after Mangalarti, Prabhupada said they cannot do that. They bring all kinds of other things, austere books and instructions. Prabhupada, should we do this? But Prabhupada was seeing that they couldn't even follow the basic thing. It's trying to catch a cobra, but we can't catch a water snake. So we have to catch the water snake, Prabhupada said first. The scientists, they want to go to Moon, Mars, not that that's any big deal, that's not very far, just in unlimited space. But he said they're just like trying to catch the water snake, trying to catch the cobra. But on this planet, they cannot do anything good. Akshayaya jagato hita, they're doing all demoniac things meant to destroy the world. Etam drishtam vashtabhya nashtatmano. They have no vision how they'll ever see Krishna, what to speak of. They think that they are the supreme. They do all things to destroy the world. And then they're going to destroy the world, and then they go to the moon, and what are they going to do on Mars? So let them do something good here. They can create some bomb to kill more people. That's all. So we're trying to give them the highest thing, not directly though, not... Sometimes they'll get this book, maybe in an airport or somewhere. But basically, you have to understand Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna. We also have to do. Don't give up the basics. Now, more and more we can see, it's revealed what Prabhupada was thinking of, how Prabhupada was. The more we're reading and hearing this type of shlokas, all these leelas, and all the understanding deeply revealed by our acharyas, we can see that Prabhupada was already knew all these things, so many things. Hidden, imbibed, he's already Nitya Siddha. And he was just very patiently giving, chanting Hare Krishna with some people in a Bowery loft, stumbling over wino bums who didn't even know. Of course, one could see them. Prabhupada was seeing it like Vaikuntha. Prabhupada staying in the Bowery, he said, for me, this is Vaikuntha, isn't it? Stumbling over these bums. And also Krishna even describes it in 11th canto that when one is very advanced, he's just like a drunkard. He doesn't know if he's awake, asleep, night or day. Nityananda, when he was wandering from Jagannath Puri back to Bengal, it would go a whole day out of the way. They didn't know where they were. Where's the Ganga? And everyone would laugh. Ganga, come on. Ganga's 4 hours the other way. What are you guys doing? In those days, nobody went out of their way 4 hours because you had to. It was a long walk. You didn't just jump in your car and go. Even nowadays, in our car, we don't want to go 4 hours out of the way because nobody likes to go. But they're just like drunkards. Prabhupada described that he could see the drunkards polishing people's windows and trying to get another quarter to get some wine. So Prabhupada, immediately, this is a udipan for some great advanced person like Srila Prabhupada, that this is stimulation. He's saying, oh yes, they're so avarice for this wine, just like we should be for Krishna, for the holy name. We should want to pibantiye bhagavata atmana, drink the holy name through the ear holes. Drink the Bhagavatam. Pibantiye bhagavata atmana satam. Kastripnaya tirtapito, the word is used here. They couldn't be satisfied, the gopis. So a very nice verse between the conversation in third canto with Maitreya Muni and Vidura. Who could be satisfied? Kastripnaya tirtapito vidana, sateshi vasuribi ijimana. Not that we're unsatisfied like in a material way, but we want more and more. This is greed. When one is running to the kirtan, I remember in LA back in 75, 76, people would run to the evening kirtan. Now you come here, they hardly see anybody. They're not running to the kirtan, nor driving. So that's contact with the great devotee. So we should want that, satam prasangam, ajana jovana. We should be fed up with this, all these material attachments. And that's the lesson also being taught here. Gopis are completely finished with anything. Ramya kachu dupasana rajavadu vage. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, follow the footsteps. Srimad Bhagavatam, prema pamartha maha. Okay, so if there's any comments, questions. Nothing. Not Maharaj doesn't have something. Force him to say something. Okay. Force, hey, this guy has his hand up. Radesh, let's go.
There was mentioned that.
Is that on? Wow.
The gopi placed right hand of Krishna on her shoulder, right?
And you says.
And you said that.
No, that was, they took his right hand.
She took her right.
His one right of them. Hand. They're all different. One. Yeah, one was very submissive. It's Shama.
So it's submissive.
There are several like that. You know, they're in the camp of Chandravali.
Oh, so submissiveness is showed because they put his hand on her shoulders, or submissiveness is showed in the left or right of his hands?
No, his right hand, when they took, one of them is mentioned.
Yes.
That by taking his right hand, then that means that they're on this camp.
I don't understand why. I mean, is there any difference?
Because the right hand is... Like Radharani stands on the left side of Krishna.
Yeah.
So, more intimate.
Interesting.
And they stay with his right hand. So they take his right hand and they're on his right hand. Unlimitedly, you can understand it, try to read it and stuff. So that signifies that they're submissive. This is compared to ghee, grita. This grita sneha. Ghee is more liquidy than honey, and they're very submissive, as it compares to madhu sneha, which is like honey. Some are mixture. Isn't it, Pundari? Oh, you had your hand up? Closer to the heart is what?
Oh.
Left, yeah.
Can it indicate that they're from the right wing, that's why she took her, his right hand?
Well, yeah.
It's like right and right, same, yeah.
Yeah, they are on the right. Maybe they're on the right, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
That's what it says. Right wing, left wing. And sometimes they overlap. Some of the right wing have left wing moods, some of the left wing have right wing. But in general, we're given some idea of that. You know. But it's, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of combinations. Madhyama, Uttama. Bhaktivinoda describes it when you, in the Shastras, Ujjo Nilamani, and it's in Jiva Dharma at the end. All these different combinations. You have to be a genius to study it, or to know everything and to realize it. Anything else? Okay, anything over here? No? Hare Krishna.